People residing in or visiting Canada often ask themselves, why am I in Canada? Or better yet, what the hell am I doing in this godforsaken forest? Now there are many answers to this question, even though you probably meant it rhetorically. And today, we're going to answer them. Why might you be in Canada? The nature. You may have come to Canada in search of an experience with the wilderness. Trust us, it's nothing but frigid cold and those damn caribou trying to kill you in your sleep, or rape you, or... Well, those are the only two reasons why you might wake up with a caribou in your bed, or not wake up at all. Also, see the Drunk on a Bet section for another reason why you might wake up with a caribou in your bed. And the grizzlies. The grizzlies aren't much better. Drugs! Canada gives free prescription drugs to anyone who asks for them. Just tell any Canadian you meet on the streets of Toronto that you're a fellow Canadian, and they will show you to the Magic Cave, or Pfizer, North America. They might ask you to perform the secret handshake. Now, if they ask you to do this, it means they're not really a Canadian. And if you shake their hand, you will only expose your own lie. Also, note that if you happen to be in French Canada, they might ask you to play the accordion. Be careful, this is the same trick. In Canada, the legal drinking age is 19 or 18, depending on which province you reside, except in Quebec, where wine is a frequent substitute for baby formula. This makes Quebec a safe haven for many other cultural groups who are liberal with their alcohol, such as Germans. But as mentioned earlier, the rest of Canada is very hard-ass, thanks in large part to Stephen Harper's government's new bill, proposal for the addition of cyanide to all alcoholic beverages outside the province of Quebec. LCBO Canada and the Beer Store Canada's profits have plummeted to an all-time low, and both corporations are on the edge of bankruptcy. This is also causing alarm in Australia, which single-handedly relies on Canada for its good beer exports. Masochism. Holy fuck, it's cold here, is a phrase it's often muttered, yelled, or screamed by people who find themselves mistakenly in Canada. The severe cold often drives many serial masochists to move to Canada, often in the winter months. Now, the most hardcore of masochists, as well as practitioners of bestiality, can often be found in Saskatchewan. This is especially true since there's no good reason to go to Saskatchewan in the first place. Drunk on a Bet. This is the way that most people find themselves in Canada, often during a major drinking binge, or bar mitzvah in some cases. It seems appropriate to go to Canada. Now, sure, this may be the great idea at the time, but you must realize this often ends in rape via caribou or Saskatchewanian. Ian. Saskatchewanian? Wunian? Ah, who cares, they're French. In popular culture, it is believed that drunken driving leads to a severely heightened chance of a major auto accident. However, this is simply not true. The government, as well as MAD, the dreaded Menopausal Alliance Doing Damage, propagated this lie to prevent the American populace from driving to Canada while drunk. Now, despite these lies, however, it is still ill-advised to drive while drunk, as you may wake up the next morning with a caribou in your bed. A cold, cold caribou. Not in the U.S. Following bad relations, the open borders deal between Washington and McDonald's has been canceled, and your units are forced outside American lands. Just be thankful you're not in Mexico. You'd have to declare war to get home, which, of course, wouldn't be too hard for a combat sinks pina colada corpse like yourself, now would it? Or, finally, the most common reason. You got drunk and your friends have shipped you there in a UPS box. In that case, we need to get to the next portion of our discussion of why you're in Canada, how to get out of Canada. The question of how to get out of Canada often follows the thoughts of where the hell am I, what am I doing here, and why does this passed out logger have his arms around me? The first thing to remember is don't panic. The most dangerous thing you can do is start worrying and come up with a poor excuse for the lumberjack about why you need to leave. Carrying a bear suit with you at all times aids this, however, as lumberjacks are naturally afraid of bears. Once you've evaded your captor, the next challenge is to make it to the border. Unfortunately, most Canadian highways, if you can call them that, run east-west instead of north, thank God I'm home. If you can't find your car, snowmobile, dog sled, or whatever method of transportation you may have used to get to Canada, do not hitchhike. This is very important. The most surefire way to end up a quote-unquote citizen of Canada is to hitchhike with a Canadian. They often apply a gaseous poison that makes you think flannel is cool and that freezing your nuts off is a joyous pastime. Crossing the damn border is the tricky part. Well, that's a lie. Getting across the border is relatively easy, assuming you, of course, aren't wearing a towel on your head. Also, be sure to shave any unnecessary facial or body hair before approaching the border control. It often reassures them if you approach on a rocket-propelled motorcycle, because it's cool. If you fail to remember your passport when you initially cross the border to Canada, not to worry. You can still be granted asylum to the warmer lands if you A. plead insanity, B, have pictures of naked lumberjacks, C, have a valid driver's license, D, plead that you're freezing your ass off, E, sneak into Mexico first, then jump the fence, F, much easier than crossing the Mexican border, I guess, G, give the Border Control all of the Canadian drugs you managed to pick up, or H, tell Border Control that you have valuable information on terrorist groups in Canada. Now, most any of these techniques will work, and sometimes even others will work just as well. Be sure to spread any success stories that you may have. Well, now that you're back in the good country, the one that God favors, well, you're much happier. Welcome home. Good night.